Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is Mike, my excellent producer. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, the Bulls are off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, they sure are.
Although, I don't like they're playing Miami first. That's
well, get the tough one out of the way.
Out
you know?
Of the way.
Sure.
Then they'll play Detroit, then they'll play Cleveland,
well.
And then they'll play the Mavericks or something.
right.
Everything's going to be really tough.
They look good. They look real good.
They do look good. And
yeah.
I'm glad Nocioni's back. I think he's my favorite Bull.
Really?
Guy plays to win.
Well, yeah.
He's just a real gritty player that will take the charge at any time.
Sure. Do whatever it takes at that time.
The loose ball and... He's a good man. I think the Bulls have a good chance of going making it to the NBA Finals.
I agree. 100% I agree.
Yeah, they look I think the key is when Heinrich and Gordon don't dribble too much.
Mm-hmm.
They look really sharp. When they dribble too much, those guys get in trouble and they turn the ball over. But when they're just crisp passing it, you know, boom, 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 they look unbeatable, actually.
Yeah, I think they are unbeatable if they keep playing like they've been playing.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. All right, on to the stupid regulation of the week. Well, I guess I'm going this will have to be with the commentary about the recent, only the latest and worst school shooting at Virginia Tech. And, of course, the clamoring aftermath from the gun control advocates. To call for even greater gun control. Now, this is, folks, this situation in Virginia Tech is the perfect example of what, well, Ronald Reagan used to talk a lot about, and limited government conservatives and libertarians do talk about all the time, is that what happens is you have an existing societal problem that exists because human beings are human beings. They're fallible. There's no such thing as a perfect world. And that's the way things are, folks. People will do things wrong. Now, what happens, though, is because of these imperfections, some utopians, and I would say collectivist utopians, if you will, those who believe in government control utopians. I know libertarians have been accused of being utopians, and really the opposite is true. They're realists. The utopians, the collectivist utopians who believe in government, look at this little problem that's created by human nature, and they try to solve it by collectivist control. And of course, what happens when they try to solve this problem by collectivist control is they make it worse. The regulation is worse than the problem to begin with. It makes it worse. And there's no more succinct, obvious, rational example of this than gun control. There's always going to be people out there, folks, who violate the law and are going to be out to harm somebody else. But what gun control does invariably is that it includes hurting the innocent along with the guilty. The innocent will follow these gun control rules and laws, but Seung-Hui Cho, or whatever his name is, Cho, didn't, did he? Did he follow the regulations of the university and not bring guns on campus? No. So the supposedly utopian universe of the university life, where no guns are permitted, surprise, surprise, that's where all the violence is committed in such an atrocious fashion, because they know these people who are evil, they know they're going to be unchallenged. So getting back to my example, what government does, they create this regulation, this government control, to solve a problem that's unsolvable, that some human beings are going to be bad to other human beings. They don't face reality. Instead, they have this utopian notion, if we just get rid of all the guns, everything would be fine. The problem is you can't get rid of all the guns, first of all. And nor should you want to. If people are really free human beings, they should have the right to protect themselves in the manner that they choose. So they make it worse. And you have these atrocities like occurred at Virginia Tech. And then, now that the collectivist utopian regulators of society created a bigger problem through gun control, what do? Because of the bigger problem, they call for even more of the same. They call for even more of the same. You have these idiotic corporations and municipalities calling, oh, we'll give you $50 if you just turn your gun in. And that's just going to solve all the problems. What a bunch of hooey nonsense. Pun intended. You know, it's really exasperating, folks. It's really exasperating. You don't see these mass murderers exercising their evil in communities where there's concealed carry or open carry. It doesn't happen. Criminals will always go to those where they have the least resistance. And if they know that there's a community that's decided to ban guns, whether it's a municipality or a university, that's where they're going to go. My other comment on this situation with this mass murderer, I don't know how to pronounce his name, to be honest with you, Seung Hui Cho. I don't know this for a fact, but I will bet right now 10 to 1, 100 to 1 odds that somewhere in his educational childhood, he was fed one of these drugs like Ritalin or Prozac. I don't know for a fact. If anybody else knows it for a fact or not, please give us a call. Let us know. But I'll bet almost at the bottom dollar that that's true and that had also contributed to his craziness. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. We have an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. And we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings and thank you for your support. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line today, folks. So let's go right to the phones, and we first have on Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kenneth, how was your weekend?
Great. How was yours?
It was great. I got a lot of stuff done for a change.
Good.
I think I got a sunburn out there while I was working, too. But, you know what? I agree with you on that gun issue. It's a sad fact in today's age that Americans are soft. They feel sorry for these people, so the first thing they want to do is basically bail. And I'll tell you what, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. I think most Americans... I don't like to say most.
I haven't heard that before. go ahead. Go ahead. There was some noise in the background.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's ill-educated when it comes to voting. It's obvious as heck when you go to vote that, you know, a big percentage of this country doesn't go out and vote. It doesn't matter which, you know, when you're voting. It's like that they're deaf, dumb, and blind. But it's okay to complain about everything under the sun, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's coming down to. And until this country is down on its knees, and I firmly believe that's going to happen, I firmly believe we're going to have a crisis like no other crisis on our hands when it comes financially. Every household in this country has got to suffer before we decide we got to make some common sense, you know, decisions. And the gun issue is a good example. You brought it up. It's like whenever somebody gets hurt, whether it be a gun or in a car, oh, we got to redesign a car because this isn't right. Or we have to figure out a way to get rid of guns. I can tell you that living in California, like where I was in Southern California, it ain't going to happen. There's the border is so porous, Kenneth. Even if you got rid of guns in the whole United States, they'd be coming across the border like flies on flypaper because...
Well, it doesn't matter if they could control all the guns coming through the borders or not. Do you know how many guns there are in this country?
Yeah, I mean...
Already? I mean...
I know, it's that's not going to solve the problem. And I firmly believe this is an issue with this guy that had to do with a psychiatrist, not the gun. I mean, I firmly believe
I'll
that...
I'll bet you he was driven crazy by the drugs he was given as a kid.
Exactly. And everybody...
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm willing to lay a bet on the line right now that that's true.
But the biggest problem this country has got is it's living on welfare. We want money, and I don't care how I get it. I want it so I don't... And I want it for free. I don't want to have to work for it. Attitude. And I'm tired of it. I mean, I see it in the way we vote for school referendums. I see it the way we vote for any referendum. I mean, the people don't show up and ask the point-blank question, where is the money going? I've done it, and I'm an evil guy because I do it.
Okay, Jeff, I appreciate your call. I want to move on. All right. We have Tom. Hey, Tom.
Congratulations. Hey, congratulations, and I just want to thank you for having an hour show each week, and I hope you get your wish to come larger.
All right, thank you.
The freedom is, I think you see how the machine is moving, and we've actually put some more than gum in the dikes, and you had some big elections. One thing I would like to say up front is if the radio station is looking for a replacement for the moderator on politics and issues, I would say you would be the shining example of the person who would be able to replace them. Because, you know, you're not only a paying customer, but you also showed, I think, all of us who take the time to listen to you that you've got the ability to moderate in the majority for the people. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate you spending your money. I know you don't get thanked enough, and I do thank you now.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom.
Okay, let's get to bringing these mayors to justice or incarceration, whichever you prefer. When the mayors instruct the police chiefs to not partner with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, when they instruct their police chiefs to not partner with Department of Homeland Security, I think that'd be a big red flag, you know. I would think that.
I'm not sure I agree with you on the Homeland Security end of it. To me, it's like partnering with the Gestapo.
Okay, great. All right, I think we're all listening now, and the radios go click. But this is just great. If we can get you syndicated people, Jeff, you want this out there? Tell your friends in Antelope that he's on here. They know how to do the time conversion. They can listen on the web, and they can call in. We can make this the community, this single community, after Jack does his hour. That would be a two-hour segment where the ideas could be exchanged. And I'm sorry to interrupt you. Would you go on with the theory that they should not partner? Because we're only looking for the felons. We're only looking for the illegal felons, and we have no other database to tell our peace officers that these guys are bad apples.
Well, I'm all for getting rid of the bad apples.
Okay, that was a good one. And Elgin, if you want to get rid of the bad apples and get 287, I'm not going to hold the phone up today because he's got so many important callers. Here's the mayor's number in Elgin, and then I got Sheriff Perez's number in Geneva. If you got your pen and paper, call these elected gentlemen. Tell them what you think about 287G. Shock's, Mayor Shock's phone number is 931-5595. And Sheriff Perez, one of the men standing against, he's standing up against an entire combine. Tell us he's going to bring drug testing. If we can get one unit drug testing, we can illustrate that as a holdup. So, but I'm shaking because if they release another felon out of that jail down there who goes out and kills one of these women, I don't think we can hold the community back anymore because, you know, it's been decades that they've been doing this. So, you know, it's not exactly like it's a new thing. Thanks for letting us get the word out. Keep it going, people. Tell them about the program.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call. All right. Next we have Grace. Hello, Grace.
Good morning. I remember after 9/11 giving a bitter laugh when I read in the newspaper that the lick rolls in New York were complaining because the lick rolls. I call them the lick rolls for liberals.
Oh, okay.
They were complaining because they had to wait 6 months to get a gun. And I thought, ha ha, the gun laws you put in place are biting you in the butt. How does it feel now? And one other comment. The drive-by media is always talking about the man in the Texas Tower, the one who killed his wife and mother and then went on a rampage.
Was it Mark David Chapman?
Yes. No, it was Whitman.
Right? Whitman, right. Whitman, that's right.
And anyhow, they never mentioned that at his autopsy, the coroner found a brain tumor, and they pieced together that his mother and wife were nagging at him all the time to see a doctor about his headaches, but he wouldn't go, and he just snapped. But he had a physical reason for acting like he did. But they put him down as just a homicidal nut.
I had never heard that. That's interesting.
And another thing, I called Obama's office in Chicago, and I said, if Obama wants my vote, I said, he better not be for gun control. And I certainly...
Oh, yeah. Trust me, he's a gun controller, because he's a seatbelt controller.
Well,
He's the one that was the primary force behind the primary seatbelt law in this state.
Well, thank you for letting me know. I know he's not going to get my vote now, but I will not vote for anyone that tries to push more gun control laws or tries to get rid of the Second Amendment. I don't care who they are. And I sure wish I had an 800 number to call those nuts in Congress. Like Michael Savage says, grow your own dope. Plan a politician.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Grace. All right, let's move on, and we do have Bob. And we do have Bob in just a second. Here we go. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you having Sam Antonio on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no problem.
And I wanted to comment a little about Mr. Cho. There was an article in by ABC that mentioned that there's no record in the federal databases that Mr. Cho had been prescribed any drugs. So it raises a question about whether the federal government and law enforcement is keeping track of the drugs that we buy.
Well, that's a good point. In the federal database?
Correct. I can read here's a quote from the article. It says, news accounts have suggested that Cho had a history of antidepressant use, but senior federal officials tell ABC News that they can find no record of such medication in the government's files. That's the quote.
So there you go, folks. And apparently the feds are keeping tabs on your child's medicinal drug use, so-called medicinal.
Everyone's drug use. Now, Glenn Greenwald has an article on Salon on Wednesday, April 18th, regarding this. And even if there are such databases, there are state databases in regard to this issue. And it's National All Schedules Prescription Electronic Reporting Act, which was passed in 2005 and signed into law by Bush. And he goes into detail about the limitations on when information from that database can be disclosed to the public. And this circumstance is not one of those circumstances when it can be disclosed. In other words, you know, they may be tracking people's prescriptions of the drugs that are likely to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see a large number of prescriptions being written to this one particular person, they may investigate whether that's legal or not. But they can't go in and, if someone commits another sort of crime, go in and look at his drug records. So I urge people to go to Salon.com and check out Glenn Greenwald's article from last Wednesday about this issue, because it's a serious matter. You know, privacy, the Real ID Act is all involved now, you know. They're assembling databases on us, and it's going to be more prevalent as time goes on.
Thanks for the warning, Bob.
Thanks for your show.
All right.
Okay,
let's
bye.
Move on. We have Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I just recently found the station, and today's the first time I've heard your program. I've just recently really
Welcome
started
to the
getting...
show.
Thanks. It's a great service. I mean... But what strikes me about libertarianism is, now don't blow up, it's similar to communism in that they both look good on paper. However, to me...
I'm laughing, I'm not blowing up.
Okay. To me, libertarianism is based really heavily on personal responsibility, and in this culture, there is no such thing.
Well, that begs the question, Chuck. How is it that our founding fathers' culture had personal responsibility for the most part, and now we don't?
Because of the nanny state.
Bingo! Well, see, that's the whole point. See, freedom, there's two sides of the freedom coin. It's freedom and responsibility. If you take away freedom, people aren't going to be responsible for themselves. If you take responsibility, of course, they don't have freedom. You have either both or you have neither. So yeah, maybe it takes a generation or two, Chuck, but the libertarianism is not pie in the sky at all. If you present both freedom and responsibility to people, within a generation or two, people are going to get the idea.
Well, I would sincerely hope so, but unfortunately I drive for a living, and most people are so oblivious.
Yes, because they've learned that government's going to be responsible for them, Chuck. That's why. They aren't innately irresponsible. They've been put in a situation where they don't have to be responsible. But you throw responsibility back on their shoulders and they'll get it.
My faith in humanity isn't that great.
Why, again, that begs the check. Why are people different than they were 200 years ago in this country? What brought it about? And you said you answered it. It's the nanny state. So if the nanny state brought about irresponsibility, why wouldn't take the nanny state away, bring back personal responsibility?
Like I said, this is all new to me, and I'm just really starting to get interested in politics due to the...
Mm-hmm.
I'll temper my comments. The guy that's in the White House and the cabal that's running this country... It just really frightens me, and
I
do want to learn more about all this stuff.
It absolutely should frighten you. I agree.
You know, what you were just talking about with the databases.
Right.
It's, it really makes my skin crawl.
Well, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and we all need to be a lot more vigilant if we want to restore
Amen.
Freedom in this country.
And echoing what one of the earlier callers said, you know, if people were to get out and actually spend even an hour a week to become politically aware and to get out and vote, I think we'd have a much different country right now.
Okay, Chuck, I appreciate your call. Appreciate your first-time call, and please keep on listening and calling.
All right.
Have
a great day.
Thank you. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line, so let's go right back to the lines, and we have Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I'm glad to see you got the new callers chiming in. I just suggest, if you wanted to find out more about the LP party, go to the website. I'm sure you can get that out to them here in a second. But
well, that's real quick. LP.org, I believe, is the website.
Yeah, LPIllinois.org. LPIllinois.org.
Or the national, I think, is LP.org, the National Libertarian Party's website.
I figure he's in Illinois, so I'm trying to get into the state one. So
right.
I can find a chapter near him and go down and meet some people like you and might, find out a few things he didn't know.
Great.
Something I wanted to bring up, I didn't know if you were aware of this, but now they got a House resolution up in Congress, House Resolution 1773. It's called the Safe American Roads Act of 2007. And what this is about, apparently when they signed the NAFTA treaty, which most of us opposed because it, made more unfair trade agreements, well, part of the clause in there to get the vote was to require the Mexican trucking companies to comply with all the regulations that the American trucking companies got to go along with, such as physicals, inspections, hours of service, and all these rules and regulations. But, our good, glorious leader, Mr. Bush, has decided to give them a waiver from the NAFTA agreement and allow them to come in and not comply with the same rules and regulations that everybody else has to. And basically, you're going to have 17,000, Mexican trucks driving American roads. And who knows what shape and how well their drivers are trained, because myself as a professional driver, I have to go through the screening process to get a CDL. I have to go through a yearly physical. You know, my company routinely has, you know, training classes and, you know, procedures we have to go through, you know, to make sure we're in compliance with all the rules, regulations, and everything else. But apparently, you know, President Bush doesn't think that, you know, the Mexican truck drivers should have to comply with the same rules and regulations I have to. And since they'll work for 30 cents, you know, an hour, why not bring them up here and drive down the wages so I can't afford to go home and pay my bills? Because, you know, how do you compete with somebody that's not on the same field?
Well, yeah, there's the 14th Amendment assures equal protection under the laws. And it would seem to me that that would go under that. If there's going to be regulations, and I'll have to say out in front, Mike, as a libertarian, I'm not sure. I know it's a tough issue because the government runs the roads, and if they're private roads, there'd be private regulations for sure. So some kind of regulations maybe make sense for trucks, but for the most part, I'm really against regulation per se. But if you're going to put them on American truckers, yeah, it would seem to me that the right thing to do would be
That was my whole issue. I wouldn't bring their attention. I mean, you know, if I got to comply with it and you got to comply with it, and we both comply with it, we can compete fairly under
right.
the same rules.
Right.
But say me and you go to a boxing match and you show up wearing your shorts and a mouthpiece,
right.
and I show up wearing a football uniform and a baseball bat, and they're going to put us in a round ring for you know three rounds, I'm going to take odds on to win that one, Ken.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Right,
absolutely.
But I figured I'd put that out there for people to chew on, and you know that tragic shooting. I won't call it tragic, but that the murder spree that went on. You know, if they simply obeyed the law and allowed people to defend themselves and carry a firearm if they chose to,
that's the tragedy.
I don't think he'd have got off a half dozen shots before somebody would have put one in them. But
bingo. Hey. And that's the tragedy, Mike. That is the tragedy. Is the good intentions of these collectivist liberals who keep guns away from law-abiding citizens, those law-abiding citizens are the ones that are the victims of those regulations.
Well, a quick bounce off that. Did you hear the story about, I think it was down in Kentucky, one of the beauty pageant contests?
Oh, yes, I heard about that. The 1944 Miss America.
Right, 82 years old,
stopped.
Found some guy in her property, in her buildings, her dogs were out there barking, she goes out there with a 38, the guy comes out of the building because I guess she had some stuff stolen before, and he just wanted to get in the truck and
he
leave.
He said, I'll just leave. She said, no, you won't, and took out his tires with her gun.
Shot the tire on his truck and sat there with a gun on him until somebody called the cops, and they showed up and arrested him.
Yep.
But, you know, that doesn't fit their profile that they want to run, how guns are bad, you know.
Right. Right.
What would the situation have been if that 82-year-old woman had walked out there with nothing but her dogs and that guy would have come out with an axe handle or whatever? I think the story would have been, you know, quite opposite.
I wonder if how many of these liberals would really be in favor of gun control if they had daughters who were nurses in an inner-city high-crime area and had to walk those streets every night.
Well, I just find them disingenuous because they don't put a sign in their front yard saying this house is gun-free.
Right.
You know,
no, they don't.
I'm enjoying the show, Ken. Keep up the good work, Donna. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your call, Mike. All right, let's move on. We have Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Mike had some good stuff to say there. I was watching this week with George Stephanopoulos, and they were having the roundtable discussion. And George Will brought up the incident in January 2002 at the Appalachian School of Law, where a gunman had gone in and shot a few people, and two students had gone out,
right.
grabbed their guns, and pinned him down.
Right.
And actually didn't. I don't even believe they fired at him. They just yelled at him, told him, showed him that they had him pinned down, and they got a set of handcuffs and had him sitting there waiting there for the cops to come in.
Right.
Well, as soon as George Will during the roundtable with Kooky Roberts and. Sam Fuddlestone, or what is Donaldson. Anyway, as soon as he brought that up, Kooky Roberts goes, well, I don't want to see a shootout in OK Corral.
Oh, that's what they always come up with.
I know.
Can't they come up with a different cliche at least?
Well, what do they think happens when the cops show up with all their body armor and SWAT teams
yeah.
and all that stuff? Now you've got a massive shootout at OK Corral.
Right.
And then George Will brings up that there's roughly, one in every three Americans is probably armed. There's roughly around 200 million guns in the country, but not everybody, you know, you got to figure you got children, so you've basically one in every three, and most of the time, any time anyone uses one of those guns, it's to protect themselves, human life, or property. And so Sam right. Donaldson goes, oh, yeah, yeah, they shoot the paper boy.
What?
They shoot the paper boy. He says, oh, yeah, they shoot the paper boy. And then Kuki jumps in and goes, well, I'm more concerned about the drunken husband with a gun. And then you know it's they never really deal with the issue.
So yeah.
Now I'm not a big fan of George Will, but at least he had facts and figures,
right.
And these two respond with
emotional garbage.
Arguments.
Oh yes,
emotional anecdotal arguments. And
right.
It's a bunch of crap. Well, to finish this up, over the weekend on LukeRockwell.com, James Ostrowski writes an article, "You're Cordially Invited to a Guerrilla War." And what he's actually talking about is that the main problem that we have, and I know you're well aware of this, is that it's the public schools. Public schools have got the kids most of the time, and they're indoctrinating them with a particular way. They're changing
Absolutely.
The culture by indoctrinating and propagandizing these kids. And in this article, anyone get to LukeRockwell.com and go to the 21st or the weekend edition, he's talking about how that it would be a profitable thing for libertarians, for anybody to start up their own private school to try and create a situation where you're not having all these kids indoctrinated. Now, we know that homeschools have boomed and done very well with a lot of kids. The only problem is a lot of the homeschoolers tend to be the right-wing Republican-supporting Bible-thumper authoritarians who have raised a bunch of kids that way. But then we're seeing the result of that in the Bush White House, how that's all working out real well. But, you know, we need to have more people taking personal responsibility for the education of their children, if at the very least counteracting the effects of the public school on their kids. And you know, we both know Kathleen and how she's tried to do that with her kids, you know, personal somebody that we both know. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that stuff out, and it's we just have to continue to counteract the fact that, or with the facts that, look, if even just the teachers had been armed,
well, that would be a good start, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is that so unreasonable?
No, it's not unreasonable.
My Lord.
What, you know, the school authorities couldn't do a blessed thing with this kid because of all the contradictory nanny state laws, feel-good laws about this kid's, you know, that this kid was troubled and what could they do. There had been complaints, all this kind of stuff.
Well, the authorities couldn't do anything because they were tied in a web of government regulation.
Absolutely. So why? We're going to add more government regulation? Then nobody can move unless you ask permission to
right.
do anything. And that's the classic example of a police state where you have to ask permission to do just about anything.
And there you go. And it was even true with that those university cops. You know,
yep.
How slow could they be? I mean, it's just absurd.
Oh, just
well,
a little.
The police
aside,
aren't there to protect. They're there to write reports of the tragedy.
So much stuff. Call 911 and die. Just Google that. There's plenty of information there. One last little thing. I remember seeing, you know, how the news, the cable news people just repeat the same pictures over and over again. And it was funny, at least on one of the cable news networks, it kept showing this big, fat, overweight cop huffing and puffing, carrying what, you know, looked like a little toy gun, running up someplace and then hiding behind a tree, kind of. They kept running that over and over again.
Oh,
I
thought, pitiful.
Well, somebody in there has got a sense of humor. All right.
Thanks for your call, Tim.
Have a good day. Bye.
This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call, 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages. Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back full bank, so we're going to go right to the phones. We have John. Hey, John.
Hey, Ken. One of the similarities I've noticed between the Columbine shooting and the Virginia Tech shooting is that in both cases, the police did not enter the building until the shooting had stopped.
Right.
And I
right.
think the police strategy in a situation like that is to isolate the problem, you know, centralize it into one location, and then enter when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, how heroic of them.
Yeah, you know, it's not so not so nice a strategy if you happen to be inside the building.
No, not exactly nice.
And even in Salt Lake City, the shooting out there, they kind of had the same strategy, except that the off-duty policeman happened to be inside, so he was able to minimize the damage.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how guns seem to equalize the force situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it Robert Heinlein said that an armed society is a polite society?
Yes, whether it wants to be or not.
Thanks for your call, John.
Yep.
All right, and we do have another John. Hello, John.
Hi, Ken. I just wanted to reemphasize that the Libertarian Party in Fox Valley will be having their meeting on Wednesday and invite Chuck.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Chuck, would love to see you there. And that's at Baroni's Pizza in Carpentersville, 7 o'clock. Join us for an inexpensive dinner if you'd like, and our program starts at 8 o'clock. And that's on Bessinger Drive, just west of Route 25 in Carpentersville, Baroni's Pizza, this Wednesday night.
That's right. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for your reminder, John. All right, and we have Dan. Hello, Dan.
Well, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Just historically, I wanted to kind of correct something. Of course, whenever you're talking history and different events, everybody has their own opinion and their interpretation of the events. But you know, you went back, you know, some time ago with our founding fathers and so forth. We had the liberties and so forth. But if we go back, it really didn't work that way with the Articles of Confederation. You know, we tried to form this country. If we didn't have a country, if we still had 13 separate colonies, all with their own rules and no rules and regulations, you know, we'd probably still be flying the British flag.
Well, there was one main problem with the Articles of Confederation, Dan, from the readings I've done, and that was that states were permitted to print money, print fiat currency. And the one good thing the Constitution did is that it made really gold and silver the coin of the realm, so to speak, and that fiat money was outlawed.
The
rules and regulations of the different states worked fine. It was just the fact that you had an inflation rate in New York of 20% versus maybe an inflation rate of Connecticut for 5%, and then people from Connecticut would be very hard pressed to try to pay for their bills to New York when their money was worth more than New York's money. So it was a mess as far as inflation is concerned. But that's all. Not their other rules and regulations.
Well, I think you also had a problem that the federal government, the quote federal government, trying to put together the unification of the state didn't have any authority to do any collections or anything else.
Do any collections? Well, is that a bad thing if the federal government can't collect taxes?
Well, now, just a second, though. Again, if all 13 colonies did just what they wanted, didn't have to pay for the Revolutionary War or anything else, then you know, you'd have 13 states, and how difficult would it have been for Britain to come in and take over one at a time?
Well, it was a mess no matter how you looked at it, because the Revolutionary War was trying to pay with those continental dollars, and of course brought up the phrase, not worth a continental dime.
Right.
That was inflationary too. So how you pay for the war, I don't know.
I just think that the idea that we are all libertarians and the libertarian philosophy worked throughout history, and it's only because we have these rules and restrictions.
It worked a lot better than what we got today, buddy. A lot better than what we got today.
Well, again, that's a matter of interpretation. Of course, neither one of us will ever know because we can't go back and change history.
No, but we can read about it. And you can observe the prosperity, and obviously libertarians don't believe we should just turn back the clock, because we believe that there should be freedom for everyone, not just white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males. but to see the move of prosperity and the lack of regulation, the abundance of freedom in this country, I think it's unparalleled in history. And it wasn't until we reversed ourselves and became this huge nation state with huge controls that really Lincoln, I think, brought upon more than anybody, really got the ball rolling. That was the beginning of the end.
Don't let me be the one to argue that point, because I'll agree with you 100% in regard to what's been going on over the last, 40 years or so. But a good part of that is, and I think, the fault of the American people, because don't we all have to, and I think the libertarian things, stand vigilant. And there's
yes, we got to leave it at that. Thank you, Dan, for your call. Appreciate it. All right, quotation of the week. This from libertarian, 19th century libertarian writer Lysander Spooner in Trial by Jury. All restraints upon man's natural liberty, not necessarily for the simple maintenance of justice, are of the nature of slavery and differ from each other only in degree.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.